This is Memento Mori, written by Kind Kid and read by Tipsy Kitty. Captain Blackbeard likes the new flag. That's good, because Frenchie likes living, and he's been hoping to keep on doing it. Captain Blackbeard looks at the new flag a lot. Frenchie sees him staring at it, and it reminds him of something the Cardinal of Bulgaria, otherwise Jean Descoteau, failed seminarian, relic seller, excellent kisser, told him once. Priests are supposed to meditate on their own skeletons, to picture a time when all the flesh is gone, when death has swallowed the body whole and chat out the bits the worms can't eat, bones in the earth and the soul gone. Well, that's the question, if you're a believer. Blackbeard's no believer, Frenchie would guess, but he meditates on that fucking flag. He looks at it like death can't come soon enough, and he doesn't care where his soul goes afterwards. Frenchie's inclined to agree about Blackbeard's death. Not his own, obviously. If the captain got himself killed, Frenchie and his friends might be able to get off this nightmare ship, at least assuming Dizzy Hands didn't lose what was left of his mind and sink them all. Frenchie doesn't, honestly, think much of their chances. He watches for omens and signs, and it doesn't look good. Lately he feels his bones inside him aching. They hurt him like they hate him and want him to be gone, like he's a prison they want to be free of. Bones can hurt, but they don't feel pleasure. Maybe that's why Blackbeard looks at that skeleton with such kinship. Skeleton stabbing a heart, death trampling life. Frenchie sewed it, bled on it once or twice when his needle slipped. He helped call this down, this doom that Blackbeard loves now the way he used to love Captain Bonnet. When Frenchie looks at the flag, he thinks, fuck you. Fuck death, fuck bones, fuck good luck and bad. Fuck hell and heaven. He meditates on the flesh, on eating and drinking and kissing and all the joys that bones will never know. He's going to live. Somehow, he's going to live. The end.